The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and say hello to shorts and tees and bikinis. And for anything I'm trying to update in my wardrobe, I'm not trying to spend a small fortune. Let me tell you about Quince, because I just found a bikini, top and bottom, $50. High quality. 25 for the top, 25 for the bottom. There is a certain Australian shearling slipper that I've been looking for, and I found it for $50 on Quince. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lexi for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lexi to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lexi. You know what I wouldn't miss at all? The vicious week before my period when I feel like crawling out of my skin and the cravings. Oh my God, I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled up in batter and deep fried. But now it's easier to manage PMS with estro control and Hormone Harmony. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. The beauty of adaptogens is that they help your body adapt to stressors, so the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. There are 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony right now, and the biggest benefit is women saying they feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. That's HAPPMAMMOTH.com and use the code Lexi at checkout. Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Spring is here. I think I said that at the beginning of last week's episode, but it's just official now because we sprung forward. The sun is setting later. And here in California, we're actually having warm days. This Saturday is a summer day. 80 degrees. You bet your ass I'm going to the beach. Oh, I'm a better person in the sun. We are better people when we're in the sun. Warmth on your face, sitting under a bright blue sky, heals the soul. And you think, yeah, I'm okay. My mental health's fine. It's not that bad. And then you walk out during a sunny day and think, oh my God. I didn't realize it was so bad. I'm okay now. This is what it must feel like to be alive. That's the experience I had on Friday. I had a really nice early morning, got my work done, sun was shining, and I thought, I need to go outside immediately. I've got time. Let's walk 17,000 steps. I just couldn't stop. I was having such a good time. I loved it. I was going round and round my neighborhood, my neighboring neighborhoods, with friends, without friends. I was walking around all of Friday and I feel alive. Alive! We all need this. I'm wishing it upon all of you. Bright, sunny, warm days ahead. We can do it. I'm such a spring summer girl. I'm not a fall winter. I enjoy them enough, but no. I'm a spring summer. My birthday is this week, which oftentimes in my more recent birthdays, my birthday just kind of creeps up on me. And I don't really feel it until the day. And then I think, okay, wow, it's my birthday. A little special day. Nice. But I'm really feeling it this year. I've been thinking about it for a couple weeks now. And I'm excited to celebrate. I'm turning 28. The big 28. I don't know much about it, but I'm pretty excited for it. I'm throwing a party. I threw a party last year. This one's going to be bigger. I have a sense of gratitude about it because I'm sending out invites and thinking, wow, it's amazing that I just met this person at some point because I'm East Coast. I don't know anyone. I don't have any familial connections out here. And it's cool that I've built a community that I want to celebrate with for no other reason just than I exist, you know? Because that's what a birthday is. All right, still existing. Y'all, I'm here still. Birthdays can be overwhelming sometimes if you don't want attention because you don't feel very proud of where you are at a certain moment, which is why I spent a few birthdays running away. I'm like, no, I'm gonna go on a trip, okay? All you people that know me here, I don't really want to be center of attention today. Let's go somewhere else and have like one or two people give me some attention. I don't want that much. But this year, shower me in love. I'm feeling good. I turned a new leaf last week. Something shifted. I cannot shut up about how happy I am. And you know what? Why would I? If I'm exorbitantly happy, if I'm exceedingly happy, why would I stop talking about it? But I've said it in car rides, to friends, over text, to acquaintances. I'm excited for the future, and I want to spread that positive attitude. I got a very nice compliment a couple weeks ago. We were out, and a friend was talking to another friend, and he said, "Yeah, I think I have one of the best attitudes in this city." And I responded, "I think I have one of the best attitudes in this city, too." And all my friends were like, "I would definitely agree that you have probably one of the best attitudes in Los Angeles." I thought to myself, I like that. I'm good with that. I feel very confident in that. I have probably one of the best attitudes in the country. Maybe the world. I have a pretty good attitude. I'll say that. And when a person with a naturally sort of positive attitude is in a good mood, oh God, nothing can bring me down. Nothing. So I made a list of things that I want to discuss. Little anecdotes. Things that have come to mind, but I had to spend the first couple minutes letting y'all know how amazing I feel and that spring is coming. We can do this, all right? Summer is around the corner. Guys, the warmth is calling. Just you wait. I didn't realize that something shifted in me was one of my podcast notes, so just gonna check that off. It also was a fun week. Fun week of activities. Amazing weather, definitely. Aids to a regular activity being that much more fun. But I went to a movie premiere and walked a red carpet, which felt very glamorous. I saw Love Lies Bleeding, which is Kristen Stewart's new movie. I had no idea what to expect going into it. I loved it. It's a thriller. It's a little bit of a horror movie, but hear me out because you might have already turned off and decided, no, that's not for me. But it's also sexy, kind of horny. And then it's camp. On top of all of that, it's funny. I was laughing out loud. It involved a lot of different genres, genre bending. It was interesting. It was fun. It was wild. Kept me on my toes. I was undoubtedly entertained. And I woke up the next morning still thinking about it. Like, as time had passed after seeing the movie, I only found myself liking it more. So when it comes out, I think it comes out on Friday. Go see it. Love Lies Bleeding. And then Ilia, which is one of my favorite makeup brands, had a pop-up this weekend and they had a little launch party. Very fun. Influencer and brand events are sometimes fun and sometimes not fun, but in this case, I knew such a large amount of people there, which made it actually feel like a big social event, where sometimes you attend a brand event and you don't know anyone, they don't give you a plus one, and so you're just discussing the product with people at the brand, and then you sort of make your way around and then thank them and leave. You know, it is what it is. You're making a contact, you learn about a new product, maybe you'll work with the brand in the future. But this Ilia event, I love the products. They launched this complexion stick. I have it on my face right now. It blurs. I wish it was called a blurring stick. I think that would sell more, but what do I know? Only everything. It's a foundation stick that I've blended with a brush and a beauty blender, and I like both. It's really easy to work with, very blendable, and then has a decent amount of coverage as well. And I get compliments when I'm wearing it. It looks like the smooth filter, like Paris. It kind of does that to your skin. It's great. I think Ilia needs even more praise than they get for their product quality. I think they're pretty popular, but this product in particular was a really good launch. Then this week's episode of Pick My Fit went up, which is my Instagram series where people come over and raid my closet and dress me for a certain occasion. This week's guest was TK, Miss TK Juicy Poles, who I absolutely adore. What a hustler that girl. Hardest worker, so dedicated, so determined, and so much fun. She came over and dressed me for an agency meeting. I said, "Dress me so I get signed." And she took the Silver Lake right out of me and made me a Beverly Hills bitch ready to go in and earn an agency some money. It was a great episode. It was fun. So go watch if you haven't already. And then I was eating pretty good food this week. I had a lot of bad food this week as well. Bad food meaning I was cooking for myself, and sometimes I'm not a perfectionist. I'm very much someone with a that'll do mentality. I don't want to waste my time having something be perfect if it's not a priority. It's great to be detail-oriented and have high standards for priorities, but when it comes to making yourself a sandwich, if the toast is a little burnt, I'm not going to throw away the bread and make the sandwich again. I've been making a fried egg sandwich with some avocado. One of the days this week when I was making it, I accidentally overfried the egg, so the yolk wasn't runny, but I had it anyway. I'm like, that'll do. I'm not going to waste time doing this again. I know way too many people that are perfectionists and way too many people that are people pleasers. I'm going to not go on the tangent of the amount of people pleasers I know, but that needs to be cut out. And the perfectionism, it's also quite inhibiting. If you know you won't do something unless it's perfect, it probably stops you from starting many things. Good is not the enemy of perfect, and don't let it be. If I'm cleaning the countertop, sometimes it's sparkly clean. Sometimes there's a couple spots that I missed. But that's better than the dirty countertop, all right? It's an improvement. No, my lunch sandwich was not perfect, but I'll try again tomorrow. And let me have lunch and move on with my life. Avoid perfect. It's wasting your time. Speaking of not perfect, I had a slew of climbing days this week that were just not very strong. I only had one day this week where I felt really good about it, but I'm gonna keep going. I'm in climbing clothes today, so I might stop by on the way home depending on how traffic is, but it's still a hobby of mine. I really enjoy it. My gym also offers classes. A lot of them are yoga classes, but someone told me that there's also boxing classes and martial arts classes. And martial arts has been this sort of background thought that I've had for a little bit of time now. I'm really curious. I'm not exactly sure which one I would want to do, but something about the physical activity mixed with discipline really interests me because I have such a flexible, malleable career path where I'm self-employed and every week looks a little different and some are jam-packed and then sometimes you'll just have a week of open space. And it's a little disarming. It's a bit scary, right? When you feel like you're working and all of a sudden you have time off and you feel like, what have I done wrong? Like, why don't I have work this week? It's not a freeing feeling of like, wow, fun week. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not. When I get into spaces in which I feel quite scared, or I'm in a space of fear around my career, where if I look at my calendar and I don't have to create content for a sponsor, or I don't have a brand deal that I'm working on, or an event that I need to go to, it's scary, right? So in moments like that, I start fantasizing about the complete opposite, such as joining the military, where every moment is accounted for, and something like martial arts that has a pretty concrete set of rules interests me. So I'm interested in that. I'm also trying to get back running again. Running just hurts my knees a bit, which is so unfortunate. I'm only 27. Not for long, but it hurts my knees a bit. Climbing still. I want to get back into yoga. I'm working on my middle split right now. I'm also working on my neck hump. Did anyone watch my vlog where I was discussing my neck hump counteraction? Because I have tech neck, mildly, but I'm not about to be the Hunchback of Notre Dame at the ripe age of 27. So working on that as well. So I have some physical goals. All I was trying to say is that I enjoy climbing. Didn't have the best climbs, but I had a that'll do mentality. I'm also interested in martial arts and walking outside more. I would try running, but as I said, my knees hurt a little bit. So just long walks feels really good to get outside. Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm feeling so much better. I'm on a high right now. Switching gears completely. A question I get asked often is about personal style. My personal style, how to find your own personal style. And I was looking through my closet and I had an answer that came up. And it's that one way to find your personal style is to only have a few of each category, or even one of each category. You just have one belt or one button down or one purse that you're using. So if you have a red bag, for example, my tote right now is this white tote that has like multicolored, almost snake-like figures around it. It's the Tashin tote. That's the only tote I'm using. So I've worn it with sporty outfits, dressier outfits, jeans and a t-shirt, so more simple outfits. But wearing that tote with every single outfit is developing a personal style because people are thinking, oh, I wouldn't have thought to pair that with that. And really, it's just, oh, this is just the tote that I have right now. Or same thing with a hat. I have one baseball hat. Cap? I have one baseball cap. It's a New York Navy ball cap. So if I'm wearing that with red, with green, with white, it's like, oh, I wouldn't have thought to pair that. Okay, well, I just needed a hat because my hair was dirty and this is that. But when you start doing that over time, it develops your personal style as one method. That's one strategy. Same thing, you need a button down. You only have a pinstripe pink and white button down. Pair that with what you need it for. That's cool. I think this strategy was more developed in New York when your closet is so teeny, teeny, tiny. I am fortunate to have a bigger closet now, but when I first moved to New York, I had the smallest closet. So I only could have maybe like 5 pairs of shoes. I only had 2 sweatshirts. It's like when you only have a few things to choose from, they become a bigger part of your style and it's personal to you. So maybe give that a try. I could have potentially worded that better, but I did my best. And that's all I have written down for my topics. So let's get into your Instagram questions. My Instagram handle is Lexi, L-E-X-I-E. But first, a word from today's sponsors. Okay, I'm gonna get a little sad girl for a second. But Mother's Day is around the corner. And if your mother is still in your life, a really unique gift that you could get is My Life in a Book. How it works is that every week, mylifeinabook.com will send your mom questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or custom questions that you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And My Life in a Book compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. And then they can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. So it's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Woo! If you're interested, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code Lexi at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code Lexi for 10% off today. Let's talk wellness, ladies. I know some of you love yourself, a new wellness brand, something to hop on, and let me tell you about Fleur Marché. They deliver simple, quality, and affordable wellness solutions. Founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy to understand plant-powered wellness products. Their plant-based wellness patches deliver ingredients topically. These ingredients are then absorbed into the skin and into the bloodstream. You just stick it right on your skin. They're vegan, cruelty-free, latex-free, tested for pesticides, herbicides, and other contaminants before and after production. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get a special discount just for the At Lexi listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with promo code Lexi at checkout. Orders over $50 get free shipping. Go to FLEURMARCHE.com and use code Lexi for 20% off your first order. Starting off with a question from Maya. Vacation and travel recommendations for a tired, overworked girlie. If you're in Los Angeles, drive down to Laguna Beach and stay at Hotel Joaquin. It's a reasonably priced hotel that's cute, boutique style, great breakfast in the morning, short walk to the beach. They have a pool. It's easy to get to. And I've stayed there a couple times now, and it's a go-to, oh, I need a little weekend away, let's go there. If you're in New York City, maybe get an Airbnb just outside in Hudson. Even getting away, like leaving Friday night somewhere, spending the night in a hotel or an Airbnb, spending all Saturday there and then leaving Sunday morning, don't underestimate the power of a weekend trip. Don't even underestimate the power of a day trip. As I said, it's gonna be 80 degrees on Saturday. I'm having a beach day. I'm taking advantage. I also love Palm Springs. I've never had a bad time in Palm Springs. I really enjoy it. Joshua Tree as well. easy to get to from LA. I mean, this might be a little on the nose, but sleep over at a friend's, go home to your family for the weekend. A little staycation is also really nice. Katie wants to know the best eyeliner. I am not the right person to ask because I don't wear eyeliner very much. I'd be much better at answering questions about mascara. The eyeliner that I've used since I was in high school and still use it to this day is the felt tip from L'Oreal. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Gabby wants to know my favorite movies out of the Oscar nominees. I didn't see them all. I never saw Oppenheimer. I didn't see Anatomy of a Fall. And there's one other that I didn't see. I loved Past Lives. I wept. I sobbed during Past Lives, during and after. Like hysterically crying. It wasn't just a little tearjerker. I was ugly crying after Past Lives. I also loved Poor Things. The costume design, the set design, the acting, the casting. I also thought Holdovers was really sweet. That was heartfelt. That was a sweet one. That was one that left me smiling, saying, aw. Past Lives had me crying. Those are my favorites. I liked Barbie too. I should see Oppenheimer. That's what I learned because it won Best Picture. Varagon asked how to stop obsessing over a crush. You have to find another crush. You need to add another crush into the mix because if you're someone who obsesses over a crush, you are in fantasy land. Okay? I'm there. I've been there. A lot of us know this place. So you need to have multiple crushes so that you're not actually going to accidentally hurt your own feelings. Sadie wants to know, when I journal, do you follow prompts or just what's happening in your brain? So actually, on the right side of my journal, I have my podcast topics, but on the left side, I have just what's going on in my brain. And oftentimes when I'm writing just what's going on in my brain, my handwriting is not even legible because the point of that is to not go back and read it necessarily, just to get it out of my brain. But then I have, it's not in this notebook because I've really only done ideas in this notebook. And some stream of consciousness. Oh, that one's prettier. I also have two handwritings. I have my print handwriting, which is basically and typically in all caps. And then I have my cursive. Random facts about me. I actually won a handwriting scholarship. So that was cool. Wasn't actually that cool because I just moved to LA and didn't end up using it. So it went to waste. But it's cool that I won it. But sometimes I follow journal prompts. Sophia Kelly and Thoughts May Vary post journal prompts from time to time. And I'll screenshot those and do them. Also, Moya posted one on her vlog that she did. Just a January and February reflection. You can do it for the month that just finished and do it for the month ahead. So reflecting on the previous month, write your highs and your lows. Things that you can improve on in the upcoming month. How did you feel during this month? And gratitude that you had for the month. And then for the upcoming month, major goals and minor goals. How do I want to feel this month? New things to try and some affirmations. So my January and February reflections. My highs were recording the podcast with Alex. Also, I loved Callum's show. Callum Walker Hutchinson. Go follow him on Instagram. He's an incredible photographer. I also had a really fun New Year's Eve. I had some friends visit. I tried Bub and Grandma's sandwiches for the first time. I also visited a puppy that I was going to adopt. Pick My Fit episodes were fun. And then I am working with someone on my podcast and creating videos for me, which is really exciting. And then I took myself to the beach and I really enjoyed my hike with Drew. We had a really good hike. And then my lows were that I fell into a K-hole. Not an exaggeration. I accidentally drugged myself. Don't put powder up your nose. Don't you fucking dare. I was so sick. It was a nightmare. And then I was also sick twice and I injured myself twice. So I was grumpy and not fun. How did I feel during January and February? Bored, sick, uninspired. Gratitude. I ate amazing food. I had a lot of nice restaurant experiences. What can I say? Those are some ideas of what you can do for journal prompts. I also subscribed to Be Magnetic because a friend had recommended it. Actually, two friends have recommended TBM to me. And those are little courses based around neural reprogramming and manifestation. So you start with the what is manifestation, how to manifest course. And in those, you watch little videos, then they have journal prompts for you, and then you listen to a guided meditation, and it's sort of supposed to really get into your deep subconscious, almost hypnosis state, and then you journal after. So that's what I typically do. It's either a stream of consciousness, something that I screenshot online, one of these to be magnetic journal prompts, or I'm just writing down lists of ideas. That's what goes on. Ah, someone said, may I send you money? Absolutely. I'm going to say, of course. Chantal wants to know, how do you handle life changes? Personally, I love life changes. Anything that's ending a chapter, beginning a new one, is exciting for me because there's nothing more exciting to me than a new beginning. I love the start of something. I get really frustrated during the sticky middle and then sort of have a second high at the end of accomplishing something. Accomplishing something does feel pretty good, but not as good as starting something does. Thankfully, I have good follow-through, so I'm not just starting and quitting a bunch of things. But I handle life changes through eagerness of what it's going to bring. I say embrace it, because we truly do not know what life has in store, and what's about to come very well could be so much better than what is right now. Ella asked, how to get over always wishing you can go back in time to when you were a kid. What did you like to do when you were a kid? Did you like to spend your afternoons outside? Did you like doing crafts? Did you like playing a certain sport? What was it? Did you like going on bike rides? Did you like soccer? Because you should think of what you were doing as a little kid. Was it a certain show? Was it a certain food? Make yourself that meal. Go out and play a little pickup game of soccer. When I was a kid, I really liked scrapbooking. So maybe I'd go out, buy a scrapbook, print some pictures, and spend a Sunday afternoon scrapbooking. That little kid that you love and miss and that lifestyle is still inside you, and you can channel it. So have yourself a little kid day. This is such a funny question. Rachel asked, what's your favorite side of a coin? It's sort of like, do you prefer left or right? And I prefer left. And I feel like tails is left and heads is right. My knee jerk is tails, but then I'm like, heads. So stupid that I can't answer this. Like, I don't know. I shouldn't care. Why do I care? Libby wants to know, would you rather have your partner be more or less attractive than you? More attractive. I want to be like, oh, you're so pretty. I definitely want someone more attractive than me. I also think it's really attractive when other people desire my partner. Like, it doesn't make me jealous. It kind of turns me on. Libby also wants to know, completely different question, are you scared of the microplastics? No, but I probably should be. Libby, third question, favorite quality in men? Favorite quality in men. Do I have one? The men out here are different than the men back home. I was leaving the climbing gym, and this guy, he was probably like maybe 19, he was young, was leaving, and I was behind him, and he held the door, and then halfway through holding the door, he let go, and I look at him like, what? And he goes, I wasn't gonna hold it the whole time. I was like, okay, I see. And he's like, what? It's like, I see. You weren't going to hold it the whole time. I hear you. And I was judging. Like, what? You're going to hold? That's not very chivalrous, not very gentlemanly. I was talking about this to my therapist. Just getting wooed in terms of dating and being courted. Whenever I hear a story about a girlie on a first date with a guy and they split the bill, I'm shocked. I'm like, do you think that's going to impress her? You want her to be interested in you and you're going to ask her to split the date? Yeah, if I'm in a relationship down the line, of course we'll split dinners. I'm not pressed about that, but we're in the wooing phase. What is my favorite quality about a man? I don't know. I don't know any men that I like right now. I like Jesus. He's my friend. He's Jesus Gonzalez, not Jesus Christ. But we can include Jesus Christ in here if we want. Jesus Gonzalez, he takes care of everything. You know, like, I don't have to lift a finger. And that is so thoughtful. Like, the way that when a man sees a woman who's taking care of herself and then finds a way to take care of her, I think is really attractive. My friend and I were just talking about this on FaceTime this morning because there's this girl that we know who doesn't take care of herself whatsoever, but she always has men flocking over to her to take care of her. And a lot of my other friends and I take care of ourselves just fine, so sometimes men don't know how to take care of us. And then we are talking about even the higher caliber of men that see a woman who's taking care of herself and then sees that and says, let me make it easier on you. I still want to take care of you, even though I know you can take care of yourself. Like, I'm not trying to rescue you. I'm trying to make you feel more comfortable. So that's attractive. That's a nice quality in men. A lot of men don't have that. But men that do, chef's kiss. Naomi wants to know, have I ever visited Germany? Greetings from Munich. Love the pod so much. Wow. Hi to Germany. Hi from Los Angeles. I've never visited, but I have a friend in Hamburg, and I would love to come. Tani's World asked, what's your Roman Empire? My Roman Empire is a co-working space that was all female in New York City called The Wing. And it was all the rage in maybe 2019. And all these women and girl bosses were becoming members. And then out of nowhere, closed down, bankrupt, has never been heard from again. And I always wonder about that. Like, what was up with that? Another one is The Dance in New York City that was open for a blip of time. No longer there. Same person also asked for a book that made me feel motivated to change bad habits and create healthier ones. I never read it, but people really like The Power of Habit, so I feel like I should suggest that one. But let me go on to the books that I've read. I have a list on Storygraph. Which, guys, I'm ahead of my reading goal. I want to read 24 books in 2024. I've read 6 so far, so I'm 1 book ahead. Very nice. Proud of myself on that. I loved The Creative Act by Rick Rubin. I don't know if that helped me with habits, though. Also, I remember feeling a little pep in my step. Maybe You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. I don't know if that helped me with habits either. So many questions from the same person. How do I stop spending money on clothes? Go in your closet and start wearing the things you have. Go watch Pick My Fit. The whole premise of that show is that you don't need new clothes, you just need fresh eyes. And then go in your closet or have some friends come in your closet and help you pick out some outfits. A real fan. Okay. Zifta asked, need to know if you ended up getting the New York Times subscription. I did, and I have not read a single article on New York Times. This is month 3 that I've been subscribed. One of my New Year's resolutions was start reading the news. You know what? I'm going to make a challenge to myself. I'm going to write it down. Read the New York Times every day this work week. So I'll read 5. Let's just see if I can do that. And I'll revisit next week and tell you how it is. Because realistically, the only New York Times business that I am doing is the New York Times games. I'm obsessed with them all. Connections is my new favorite. Still do Wordle. Love the mini. Do Spelling Bee sometimes. And I'm really into Sudoku right now. I love a phone game. I really do. Like, I remember there was a period of time where phone games were sponsoring YouTubers, and it feels a little rogue and random to be like, this video is sponsored by Best Fiends, but I love a phone game, so even though it feels off-brand, it's actually very on-brand. But my favorite phone games right now are the New York Times ones. Highly recommend getting the app. That and Duolingo. Duolingo is kind of a game for me. I have a 232-day streak on Duolingo for Spanish. Yeah, I'm making moves. What can I say? Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to this cute little feel-good episode. I hope you loved it. If you do, check back in for the next one. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Talk to you later. XOXO, Lexi.
When you need meals, mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.